Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is here with our News Hound. It's Friday. It's almost Christmas time. And we've got the Radiothon next week.
That's right. But hopefully this News Hound will be adapted long before next
this
week's
is
Radiothon.
Emerson.
2 years old. Now, this is a shepherd mix, and we've talked a little bit in the past about how difficult it is. It's hard to keep any dog kenneled. I mean, they want to be out, but some dogs adapt better than shepherds do. Shepherds, you know, their minds are going.
They are. I have a shepherd mix.
Yeah. It's very hard to keep them confined to a kennel, so whenever we have a shepherd or a shepherd mix, our behavior department tends to double up on the enrichment time because they can deteriorate more quickly than some other breeds. So Emerson is very playful, very active, 2 years old, and we recommend that he go to a home with older children. And again, something we've said in the past, not because this dog is aggressive around children, but because he is an active two-year-old puppy, he might hurt someone inadvertently as he's loving
bouncing
life.
Around,
that's
right?
Right. That's right. So when we say older children, you know, sometimes people tend to think, oh, he must not be good with babies or small kids. That's not it. We just want to be a little extra careful.
What about other dogs? Can he be?
Seems okay with other dogs. We would always recommend a meet and greet because even if we have a dog who seems to pass all of our evaluations, you know, we're doing the best we can do with our evaluations. You might bring another animal into the mix and sometimes you don't know how your
you
other
never
animal.
No.
You don't. They're
it's
animals.
Funny. When I walk my dog, we can pass another dog and there's no problem. And then we can pass on the next dog and there's an issue.
Don't
you know?
You wonder, what are they picking up on?
I would love to know.
There's something. There's something that we don't know.
Right. But. And I'm always apologizing for my dog. But that's just the way it goes, right?
Well, and you know, what happens, sometimes we'll do these meet and greets and still we're not talking 100% guarantee because now you're in a neutral territory. Neither dog really feels that they're home. So there's nothing to guard or protect. All of a sudden you get home and your dog, who may have been sweet with another dog you used to own or other dogs in the home, all of a sudden a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. Now your dog is starting to feel a little protective of the territory, and different behaviors might manifest themselves. Yeah. So those meet and greets, they're still not 100%, but right now it's the best we have.
Check out Emerson's picture at News Radio 930 on Twitter. Okay, so is this day six?
Of our
12 days of the Radiothon?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting closer. And every day we're sharing your Facebook post of, you know, whether it's highlighting a volunteer who might be adopting a dog or someone who is adopting farm animals or whatever it is. There's been so many special stories this year, right?
Our theme this year is Miracles Unleashed. And we thought, you know, there are so many miracles happening every single day at the SPCA. At some point, someone's life is being changed every single day by this organization. And we decided this year our Radiothon theme would be Miracles Unleashed. And we're trying to use the 12 days of SPCA to reflect some of those miracles. We also have Lights of Love going on. And people can purchase a light in memory of a special person or pet that's a white light or a colored light in honor of a special person or pet. Those trees will be lit and the lights will be tagged during the Radiothon so you can come and find the light that you purchased during Lights of Love.
I remember that from last year and that was
really
special.
It's very emotional.
It is. And there's so many people around there too. I mean, it's just, it gets you into the spirit of the season for sure.
It does.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's Sweets Unleashed.
This is new. We've added this to our Radiothon roster during the 12 days of SPCA. We've got six fantastic bakeries who are contributing in some way to Sweets Unleashed, which will be contributed to the Radiothon. We've got Donut Craze, Early Bird Bakery, Just Say Cheesecake is doing a $2 for every packet of these small little cheesecakes that they sell. Muscarel's Wheatberry Bake Shop, The Baby Donut Company, all doing something, different deals to help with Sweets Unleashed.
All right, so if you are not ready to adopt an animal, but you want to help out the SPCA, yep. That's a great way to do it, right?
It's a great way to do it. And you can make your radiothon gift early. If that's what you want to do, go right to yoursPCA.org to find out how to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it. I mean, it's such a great event to be associated with in any way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the SPCA will be live from there.
Yeah.
Next Thursday morning, starting at 5 a.m., even though you actually get going, I think, around 6, right?
We do. I am going to tease something, which doesn't mean don't adopt this weekend, because when you see an animal you love, adopt it right away so it's not gone.
Right.
But we are bringing back our Radiothon adoption special, the day of the Radiothon. We have decided this year that we're extending it to our offsite locations as well. It's half off adoptions on Thursday.
Ooh, okay.
But if you see an animal over the weekend, don't assume
that
animal will still be there. Right, right. But if you've always talked about it and you thought maybe it's time, half off adoptions on Thursday.
And that's of everything?
Of all animals. And we're opening adoptions early, Radiothon Day. We're starting at 9:30.
Okay. It usually turns into an adopt-a-thon, too.
It sure does.
As well as a radiothon.
Last year, I think we were we close to 99 animals adopted last year?
I think maybe we were.
I think we were close. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is an adopt-a-thon too.
How's your selection right now?
Right now, I'll be honest, when it comes to dogs, Slim, but we have some animal transports coming in. We've got a lot of wonderful cats, an adorable ferret named Kringle, who I'm trying to talk my husband into. He's just a sweetheart.
I didn't picture you as a ferret
person.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm sure you didn't think that I had a gecko either. But.
Well, that I kind of helped with.
Yeah, that's true. We adopted our gecko from...
You did.
Yes.
You did. We have a little bit of everything up for adoption.
All right. And farm animals, too?
That's right.
Gina, great. We're looking forward to next week.
We'll see you on Thursday.
All right. And good luck with Emerson.
Thank you.
Check out our news hound today. Emerson is the part shepherd, beautiful dog, only 2 years old, at News Radio 930 right now on Twitter. And the Radiothon is coming to you next Thursday, all day here on WBEN. Gina Latuca with the SPCA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.